We turn to Yemen now, where U.S. Special Operations Forces embarked on a daring mission yesterday. It was to free 8 hostages who were being held by an al-Qaeda affiliate group in a remote cave. The pre-dawn raid involved about 24 U.S. commandos and a small number of American-trained Yemeni troops. In the end, they freed 6 Yemeni citizens, a Saudi and an Ethiopian, none of whom were armed. Officials say the reports that one of the hostages was an American were incorrect. The Pentagon will not confirm that U.S. forces were indeed involved in the raid. They say only that the U.S. supports Yemen's efforts to counter terrorism. Eric Schmidt is following this story for The New York Times. Eric, you write that this was a rare and risky mission. How rare was it?
Indeed, this is very unusual for U.S. Special Operations Forces to conduct a mission. This was in an eastern province of Yemen, an al-Qaeda-infested area. But at the request of President Hadi of Yemen, the U.S. Provided this support, as you said, about 24 commandos. And what they did was, under cover of darkness, they flew by using special helicopters to within a few hundred meters of this target, the cave you mentioned, and then hiked in by foot so they could use the element of surprise to take on the al-Qaeda militants who are guarding this cave and the hostages inside. Yemeni officials said yesterday they killed, the team killed about 7 of these Qaeda militants and safely rescued the hostages, who, along with the commandos, were whisked away on the same helicopters to safety.
Who were the hostages? Why did the U.S. go through this mission?
Well, we don't know exactly a lot. One of them we do know from one of my colleagues in Yemen was able to determine was a professor who was apparently kidnapped about a year ago. The militants thought because he had some expertise in chemistry and all, he might be an explosives expert. He also had trained at a police academy. So I think he was captured for what they believe were his technical skills. We don't know much about the other hostages as well. There was a senior Saudi diplomat kidnapped about a year ago in this general vicinity. The Saudi embassy in Washington, when I contacted them yesterday, said they didn't have any details yet on who the Saudi national was who was rescued safely.
So how does this fit into the overall mission against al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in Yemen? Because we know there have been numerous U.S. drone strikes there that are targeting militants. How does this particular mission fit into the larger picture?
So this fits into the larger picture because this was a request that came from President Hadi, the president of Yemen, who took over for Ali Abdullah Saleh a couple of years ago.
And this is somebody who's a U.S. ally, seen as a U.S. ally, in a very strategic region.
Exactly. Very staunch ally. But he's come under fire in just the last several weeks. Some Shia rebels have come down from the north. They're called Houthis. They have overrun Sana'a and basically dictated terms on reorganizing the government. So I think in this case, this is a beleaguered ally who still is very important in the counterterrorism fight. The al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen is still deemed to be the most immediate threat to the United States because of its bomb makers. Even with the ISIL threat that we're now seeing, the al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen poses the most direct threat to the United States. So in this case, I think the U.S. was basically helping out an ally in this to try and get some of its citizens back.
Remind us how the al-Qaeda-affiliated group in Yemen is such a threat to the U.S.
Well, they have a particular bomb maker by the name of Asiri. And dating back, you may recall the so-called underpants bomber, the young man who tried to blow himself up on an airliner over Detroit on Christmas Day of 2009, and 2 subsequent attempts to try and smuggle bombs aboard aircrafts that were American-bound. So this is a very dangerous group that have both showed they have the capacity and the willingness to try and attack the United States, not only in the region, but here in the U.S.
Is there a danger, though, if the United States is trying to perhaps bolster the status of this president, whose reputation is flagging somewhat in Yemen, that it'll look like this is a U.S. job instead of a Yemeni job, because it sounds like it was indeed mostly driven by the U.S.?
Well, there are those risks. I think in this case, in fact, when the statement was put out yesterday in Yemen, there was no mention of the fact that the U.S. played any role at all. This was billed as an operation mounted by Yemeni counterterrorism forces, who you indicated are American trained. So the U.S. and the Yemeni forces have been training together for the last several years. They've been trying to stiffen that partnership. But as you mentioned, there are some risks to having the American role in this publicized. But I think the downside, of course, was the the fate of the hostages could have become even worse.
The larger picture in this is what, Eric? When the U.S. decides to mount a mission like this that you say is very rare and sounds extremely risky, how is the decision made that it's worth it?
Well, they obviously would go over the intelligence and determine, you know, where the hostages are being held, how many are being guarded, and what access the U.S., you know, commandos, in this case with the Yemeni troops, what they would have, how the difficulty of the operation, the surrounding landscape, and just the risks versus the benefit. It's a risk-benefit analysis that they would carry out. This was a mission that came up rather on short notice, just in the last couple of weeks. They had to do the planning fairly quickly. And then there was a window that opened about 48 to 72 hours when they believed they had a shot at getting these guys back safely. This, of course, is a template for not only missions in Yemen, but other places where there could be Western hostages, including American hostages. Of course, we've been sorely reminded in recent days of the hostages that still remain in Syria. This is a capability that we could see duplicated there. Of course, there was a failed rescue mission in July trying to recover some of the U.S. Hostages there in Syria. When the commandos got to the site, the prisoners, unfortunately, had been moved. So this is a very tricky, difficult business these guys are in.
All right. Thank you. Talking to us about the U.S.-led raid in Yemen, Eric Schmidt, reporter for The New York Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.